you say there are any other religions that have a significant number of followers besides Christianity?
There's some Jews there. I mean, like, I feel like there's pretty much every religion is represented in Roswell, just not in such large amounts. Yeah.
Okay. If what comes to mind when you think of religious centers in Roswell? Like, is there a big church that everybody goes to? Or?
There's a couple of massive churches around. I'm not sure if they're in Roswell, but I know there's one pretty near my house, which is humongous. And we had all of our school functions there, like our high school stuff. So we graduated there, and we had chorus functions there as well. So, yeah.
All right. Did you ever notice churches hosting activities, like social activities that people would go to, like a big 4th of July? I don't know. Just as an example, like a community barbecue or something that happened on a regular basis.
If they did, I didn't go.
Fair enough. Have you been to a wedding before?
A few of them, not very many, but yes.
Okay. Could you describe to me what you think a typical wedding, how a typical wedding goes?
All right. I have not been to a typical wedding since I was 5. So.
Just in your mind, what comes to mind when you think of one?
The bride comes down the aisle. The groom is standing there. They get married along with some really long speech about love and commitment, and then they all go and have a party. Yeah.
Have you ever seen in like an outdoor wedding, maybe that not one you've gone to, but driven by or anything?
I mean, I've been to an outdoor wedding that, okay. Yeah, and I was at another one that should have been outdoors, but it got rained out.
So, but I guess, is there any place in Roswell that a lot of people tend to get married if they're into the traditional sort of thing?
I wouldn't really know. I assume just churches, probably. But I haven't really been to enough to say that for sure.
Right. How do you find the Baha'i community here in Athens? I mean, is there one?
Yes, there is actually also a pretty large one considering the size of Athens.
Right.
Yeah. How do you find it? Like.
What do you think about it? Is the community, is it a tight knit sort of community? Not like how do you find it physically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not as tight knit because it's such a transient society here in Athens. Like, you don't really know who's going to be living here next year. And so I don't really know all of the members of the Baha'i community here, but we still keep in touch, and we have a whole email listserv with the entire Baha'i community of Athens, so I hear from them a lot.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, do you have brothers or sisters?
I have a younger brother.
Okay. What kind of chores were you guys expected to do around the house when you were growing up?
I mean, we had to clean our room sometimes, but we didn't really have very many chores. Yeah, I don't remember, which is probably a bad thing.
Have you always lived in the same house in Roswell?
Yes.
Could you just take your time and sort of walk me through your house virtually?
All right, well, we have a bright red door. It's painted way too bright red. And you open it, you walk through, and there's a little area, entry area. You walk up the dirty green steps into the kitchen, which needs to be cleaned. And then you walk into the living room, and you look at the couches that should probably be replaced. And then you go into the dining room, and we don't really eat in there, so it looks like it's never been used.